The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, you should get married, B'sha'at Tovah U'Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Amen. We begin today's daf on Fashelema. אין הרפננו וגם מזל בת שפיעה אין להם את הנפש ואת הגוף ואת הכתוב ובכן ירסום ונאמר אמן בגין תראי דף על חפי עמוד ב' We are starting at the משנה דבן מדי עמוד התמד עד שלא יחמיץ אין הוא ניקח בכסף מעשר ופוסל את המגווה ושחמיץ ניקח בכסף מעשר ואין הוא פוסל את המגווה תמד, what is תמד? תמד is water that they pour over the sediments of grapes, or grapes, and it takes on a color of the grapes, and they eventually becomes like a wine. So the law is like this. As long as it is considered water, so it'll be kosher to fill a mikveh. That's clear, because it's water. And it'll also be a problem that if you're going to pour it into the mikveh, it'll be maim she'uvin, because you're not allowed to pour maim she'uvin in the mikveh, drawn water. So then, as long as there's water, it's in a cup, you pour it into the mikveh. If it's three lugins, but as long as it's water, it's not considered a fruit, and therefore you cannot buy it with ma'asir sheni money. Halacha is you're not allowed to buy water with ma'asir sheni money. What's ma'asir sheni money? You had ma'asir sheni, you transfer the ma'asir sheni to the coin, then you take the coin up to Yerushalayim, you buy products with it. So if it's water, you cannot buy it with the ma'asir sheni money. But the reverse will be that if it's considered wine, so then, I mean, you can buy it with ma'asir sheni money and will not posel a mikveh, because three lugin of wine is not posel a mikveh. So that's going to be the law again. So atemet, let's read again. Ad shelo yechmitz, until it became like chometz, until it got vinegary. So eno nikach bekesef ma'asir. Still considered it's water. Therefore, you cannot buy it with ma'asir sheni money or posel a mikveh. Since it's water, then we consider maim she'uvin, and when you pour it into the mikveh, it'll be pasum she'chmit. But once it became vinegary, which means already it's like winey, nikach because of maaseh, then you could use it with your maaseh sheni money to buy it. Ve'eno posel ta mikveh, because that's considered like wine. Okay, Shlomo, you're going to read the name. Wine is not posel the mikveh. Three lugin of water are posel the mikveh, she'uvin. You'll have to get the she'ud of mikveh. That's not going to be posel in the mikveh. Let's say I have 39 se'ah minus 3 log. So if I pour 3 log of water to get it to 40, it's pasul, because those 3 were she'uvin. But if I pour 3 log of wine, it's not posel in the mikveh. Pour more water, just add more water, but it's not posel in the mikveh. Okay? Because it's wine. 3 log of posel in the she'uvin, not 3 log mayim, and 3 log yain. Okay, so we'll read all this as you
said. Atemet ha she'lo echmitz. Hayname lehachit ha'tanya. Hacham mishum didame lehana. Dil'el.
Which means that she's just asking, what is this guy doing anything? We're in Cholin. What does this have to do with Temet? So he says, that's what the last thing we've been discussing till now.
בזמן שדבר זה נוהג בה, אין דבר זה נוהג בה. יש זמן שזה נוהג בה, ואין זה נוהג בה.
Till now we've been comparing two different items. We've been comparing two different items. The item, two different situations. For example, the last mishnah was, we talked about the shekedim mitukim and shekedim marim, two different items, we're comparing them. Now we're comparing the same item. The same item, at different points of its development, will have different dinim. Okay, so we're making halukim in one item now. Next one, Yayin Uskal.
Yayin Uskal Lenyan Kichad Maase Bishlaim, Venatata Hakeze Bechol Asher Taave Nafshecha. Ma HaPerat Mifurash Peri, Peri Vigidule Karka Be'eruvin.
Good, which means Rashi is quoting you a pasuk to say that with Maase Sheni money, I'm able to buy fruit. Not only fruit, but things that come from the fruit, like Yayin, which is derivative of the fruit.
ומים הושכלו לעניין לפסול את המקווה בשושה לוגין, מים שובין אם נפלו לתוכן קודם שהומשכו בו 40 סעה, ויין אין הפוסל את המקווה.
Beautiful. So if the three log of water fell into the מקווה before you had 40 סעה, so three לוגין of מים שובין is פוסל, but יין is not פוסל. תמד.
תמד. מים הניתנים בחרצנים ולכשחמיץ בתוסס נעשה יין.
Right. But you pour the water over the grape sediments and stuff like that. And once it starts to bubble a little and become like vinegary, then turns it to wine.
התמד עד שלא החמיץ, מים דמהו, ונוהג בו תורת פסול מקווה, ואין נוהג בו תורת כיחד מעשר, ולאחר שהחמיץ, ינהוג בו כיחד מעשר, ולא ינהוג בו פסול מקווה.
Very good, straightforward. Okay, now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. האחים השותפים. Okay, you have brothers that are partners, they're partners in business, they're partners in their fields that they inherited from their father. כשחייבים בקלבון, when they're considered partners enough that when they're going to go to buy or give their mahasit a shekel, partners that give mahasit a shekel, they have to pay an extra vig. It's called the kalbon. Which means that two partners go, they pay one shekel to the Beit HaMikdash plus a little extra. So as long as they're hayav to pay that little extra vig called the kalbon, piturim mimaaser behema. They're patur for ma'aser behema, which is the main law of this Mishnah here. The law is like this. You have to give 10% of your behemot ma'aser. Just like you have to give ma'aser on your fruit, you have to give ma'aser on your behemot. But ma'aser behema is a law on an individual. It's not a law on a partnership. So as long as you have a partnership that's legitimate, so then they can be patur for ma'aser behema. However, kishe hayavim b'ma'aser behema, but when it's a partnership, and as such, where they're going to be hayav and ma'aser behema, which really means that they're considered individuals, peturim and a kalbon, they'll be patur from giving this extra kalbon to the Beit HaMikdash, which means only partners have to pay the kalbon. So when you're paying the kalbon, you're not giving your ma'aser behema. When you're not giving ma'aser behema, when you are giving ma'aser behema, you're an individual. And then you're not giving the kalbon. The Gemara didn't have to tell us anything about this kalbon business. It just really teaches us the din of ma'aser behema, is the depending on partnership. What type of partnership are we talking about? So let's go with Rashi. Good, which means Achin Shehen Shutafim Yerushatan, which means they're partners in the Yerusha, in the what do you call it? In the money that was bequeathed to them. Kishayavim.
Kishayavim bekalbon peturim ma'aser behema. Halku ubasov nishtatefu.
Which means like this: the father died. Everybody got their real estate, whatever they got. After the chelik was given to everybody, then the brothers themselves says, now we're joining in a partnership, we're going to go partners a new company in the real estate. So that partnership over there, hayavim bekalbon kishayavim shekalehem.
Leviim shenei hatzai shekalim, menotin shtei kalbonot, v'alkalbon hu lishon
echreya.
Shechavim nachreya shekalehen. ואם נתנו בין שניהם שקל שלם, נותנים שתי קלבנות שהן להם, שהיה להן לשקול לחצאין.
Yeah, which means when the partners, each one should give a half a shekel. The partners are giving one shekel amongst themselves, so each one has to give a little extra kalbon to the Beit HaMikdash, for whatever reason, we start to masach at shekel.
ופטורים מעשר בהמה, כל הנולדים להם קוראים שוט תפותם, שהשותפות
פותם מעשר בהמה. חדוש! Shutafut is patur for ma'aser behema. That's a hadush. Even though shutafut is wants to be patur, because it's not the katur. Yelecha,
yelecha, ve'lo shel shutafut. Ata mukile lahai kera b'ma'aser v'afagav de b'mechorot ketiv.
Okay, shabim ma'aser behema.
Ukshechavim b'ma'aser behema. Kigon im lo chalku me'olam chavim ma'aser behema. Ma'aser kol anodim lahem koy meshut shutfutam.
Which means, let's say when the father died. Okay, so the father died. So technically they didn't divide yet the Yerusha. So technically they're all partners in all the... But such a partnership over there is really not a partnership yet. The partnership that went through that's potential for Masid is when they got it, and then they came back together and they said, okay, we're partners. But Stam, when the father died and all these assets are hanging now, and technically they're all partners in the assets till they divide it, that type of partnership is not going to protect them from ma'asir. They're going to have to give ma'asir from the estate. The tefusat habayit means what they're tofes from the house, meaning what they're going, what's coming to them, this Yerusha.
Ufturin min ha-kabon legamne, she-shoklin ben shenehem shekel shalem, she-mamon avihem b'chizkato omed v'avihem ha-shokel ha-banav,
Good, which means it's still considered the father's money. And the laws, when the father pays for the kids, he doesn't have to pay the kalbon. Beautiful. So therefore, since they're patur from the kalbon, so therefore they're hayav and ma'aseh ben. Okay, the Gemara is really not going to discuss any of this last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only going to discuss the Temet situation. Now the Gemara goes back to this law. Let's review the Temet story. The Temet story in the Mishnah was you have water, and you mixed it into the water with as this sediments of wine and stuff like that. So the Mishnah's din was, turns vinegary, has a din of wine. Nafkamina, kula vehumra. Number one, you can use it with ma'aser sheni money to buy. You can buy this stuff with ma'aser sheni money because it's considered wine. But it's considered wine, it's not going to be posel a mikveh. Because it's wine, why is that posel a mikveh? However, if it's considered still not machmid, it's watery, so therefore mikveh is going to be a problem, because it's ma'im shi'uvim. If you put, let's say, 39.7, and you're missing 3 log, and you pour this ma'im shi'uvim in it, it'll be posel, even though you fill it up with water after. Once it's pasul, you can make it kasher. So you can't say, okay, 39.7, I added 3 lugin of she'uvim, now it's 40. Okay, well, those 3 are no good. Let me pour another 3. Let me get 3 from the rainwater. No good. Once it's pasul, you got to start it over again. Empty it out, start again. And since it's considered water, you cannot buy it with ma'aser sheni money. That was the Gemara. And it seems from the Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Mishnah's language was Mishih Hamitz. So the cutting point is once it became chometz or not chometz. Mishnah doesn't discuss color. Doesn't mean anything. I don't care what color it is. I don't care anything. Hamitz, not Hamitz. Now the Gemara begins. Mani matniti. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lor Bihuda veLor Banan. None of those rabbis. Not a Bihuda veLor Banan. The Tanya Hametamid. That's the verb. You're making timid. V'natan by mimida, and you poured water. You poured, let's say, a quart of water on the timid. On the grapes, and then when you sifted it out, you pour it out eventually, and it comes exactly what you poured in. You poured in a quart, and you got out of a quart. Nothing added. It's exactly the amount that you put in. That's what you got out. Patur, you patur. Patur from what? Patur from the Gerashi. Patur. What's the patur? Gerashi. Kedemidato. Gerashi. Kedemidato. Two lines
down.
Correct. If it came out more than you put in, I mean, there's yayin in there, it means there's shimarim in there. But if it came out, net, whatever you put in, that's what you got out, so it's patur from maaser, because you don't give maaser on water, obviously. Let's consider water. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, chayev rashi. Right. Even though there might be some tam yain in there, the bottom line, since there's no peri in there, because you put it in the court, you got out of court. Right? That's all that they did. Just got a little reddish. But if you would say, no, once already, you put it in the yain, with the grapes, you took it out, it's chayav and maaseh already. This item is considered like wine. So the Gemara says, Mani, who was the author of this Mishnah? Ir banan afagav dehmitz. Right, Rabbanan over here don't care if it became vinegary. Their point is, you put in, you got out what you got, I don't care if it turned vinegar. They all bottom on your patur. Whereas our Mishnah made the cutoff point, once it's achmitz, it's considered wine. Whereas according to Rabbanan, it's not an issue of achmitz and achmitz. Its issue is, you took out net or you didn't take out net. Eat a biyuda, afalgad de lo achmitz. And according to biyuda, it's kind of not achmitz either. He just holds what? That once you took it out and there was more than you put in, it's considered yayin, even before it became chometz. So then, who's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah gave a cutoff point. Yeah, chometz, not chometz. Here it's a different item. Here it's the gauge is you poured in the water and you took it out.
Quantity.
It's quantity, exactly. Nothing to do with chometz. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barabu, Rav Nachman, answer. Bishchmitz machloket, which means indeed the machloket that we just read between the Yehuda and the rabbis was talking about shechmitz. That was unspoken. For sure, it's talking about bishchmitz. There's no machloket before echmitz. Umatnitin Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our Mishnah will be going like Rabbi Yehuda that will say that what. When our Mishnah said Ichmitz is considered yayin, that will be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that even though I put in the water, I think I have the same amount, it's the same quantity, it doesn't matter. Once it's Ahmeets, it's going to be an issue. And the rabbis that we just read, they hold, no, we don't care about Ahmeets. Even if it's Ahmeets, it's not going to be a problem, unless you took out more than you put in. So our Mishnah is going to be going like Rabbi Yehuda, that says Ahmeets is the issue. Look at the top of the sheet. Because Ahmeets is not The only machlok is going to be b'sheichmitz. So the biyuda is going to hold, even though you took out the same amount, the bottom line, there was a change over here. It's not the same thing. There's a taste difference. It became very different din of wine. So that when you eat our Mishnah, back to the Mishnah, a guy makes tamid, then we want to know, is it considered wine or water? And the Mishnah has clearly said b'sheichmitz. Oh, so it must be going like, it's going like the biyuda. Even in the case where you took out the same amount. Whereas hachamim are going to come and tell you, hachamim doesn't mean anything to me. It's still considered water. Whereas the Biyudah is going to come along and say, no, that's the cutoff point. And that was the Mahalukun over here that we just said.
You're supposed to get less water? When it's
no, more. Because the sediments go in there.
So if it's a chutmeet, how could you get less?
You didn't get less. You get the same amount.
Right, how could you get the same amount? If it's
it gave a taste. It gave a flavor in there. It gave a strong flavor in there. You got the same amount, but it fermented. It started to ferment. You have to have the pity in there. The pity has to be in there. If you didn't take it out with anything extra, the pity's not in there. This was like a sort of higher masa, and it's like a wine. Maybe that looks a little differently. He looks like if a change happened to the water, even though technically the net is the same.
The sediment releases whatever liquid in it, so it gets
that's
more
right.
volume.
Gets exactly. So it releases and it gets more volume. Exactly. Continue the Gemara. Now Rav Nachman's going to say Hadush. וכן אמר רבי יוסף רבי חנינה כשהם יחמיץ מחלוקת. Okay, רבי יוסף said the same thing. רבי יוסף said the name רבי חנינה כשהם יחמיץ מחלוקת. When they have this מחלוקת we just slipped in the ביודה לבנן. We're talking about בשיחמיץ. And the ביודה is going to hold when you take out the same quantity בשיחמיץ or רצקוס לדיין and the רבנן going to say no. That if you take out the same quantity even though it became מחמיץ it's not considered יאין. אבא אמר רב נחמן. אמר רב רבו. תמיד. שנקחו בכסף מעשר ולבסוף החמיץ קנה מעשר. An interesting case. You have מעשר שני money. You bought this tamid. But the tamid was not החמיץ yet. According to everybody we learned, if it's not החמיץ yet, it's water. So therefore this purchase was not a purchase. And then, later on, it fermented and it became חומץ. So retroactively, we say the sale is considered a sale. Again, Temet shene kachob bekesef maaser ul besof echmitz. Only later on it became echmitz. Kana maaser, meaning the temet now has the kedusha of maaser sheni, and the money goes to chulin. Which is the money that you bought it goes to chulin, and the kedusha of the money now goes on the temet. That's how it works. They have to eat the maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, but that whole story. My tama, what's the logic? Iglay milta lemafreya de pirahu. We say retroactively. From the fact that you see it fermented, turned into homage, you see it was a peri. That's right. Even though right now when you made the sale, it wasn't a peri, technically in the sense it was still water. But since eventually it had the ability to become homage, so it was a peri from now. It just didn't yet ferment. We didn't achieve that case for it. Iglai milta. Kana maaser is good.
Umi shema amal biyado yachol le'echol chutz l'yushalayim. Mipnei she'inchalilu ala...
Right, the guy who has the money, the guy who sold the timid, now he has this coin in his inning. He can do whatever he wants with the money. The money's chulin.
He doesn't have to wait till it...
No. Once it does. He has to wait till it turns into chometz. I don't know how he's going to know. It's a signal. But once he knows, then he can use this money for anything. Sure. Because if it never turned into chometz, it's a water. So this maaser sheni money never was netchalel. It remains a maaser. Continue.
Iglai milta, debishaat lekicha perahu, denichnas b'hem koach ha'chadzanim, ela, she'adayin lo nigmar, v'chilol
ha'aliyahu.
She'im lo haya yayin b'chadzanim, lo haya mechmiz le'olam.
Right, if there was no yayin in there, if there was not enough grapes in the water there at the time, it would never have become hobbits. So, well, you have to wait it out. Oh, so the Gemara now has a question. How could you tell me that, Rav Nachman? אלא מתניתי דקטני, החמיץ אין לא, החמיץ לא. But our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said cutoff point. Ech means it's considered yayin. Lo ech means considered water. What are you talking? Dilma ishev kehava machmitz. Who told you? Maybe if you would have let it stay there, it would have turned into chometz. How could the Mishnah give you a cutoff point? Maybe even in the shelo ech means case, it's considered really yayin. How do you know? You're telling me, well, you took this, that's the case of the mikveh, because that's the best case. How would you know? Exactly. You have the wine. Lo ech meitz. What do we say? Ah, lo ech meitz, water. Then you put it into the mikveh. You put it in the mikveh, mayim she'uvin, posil the mikveh. Why should we posil the mikveh? Well, maybe if you would have left it over there, it would have been machmit. And therefore the matreya, really we say that this was not considered mayim. Now, how are you going to know? Because you put the whole thing in the mikveh. So you have to say that you go after the majority, maybe the majority of times, that this normally turns into chometz. How could you posel a mikveh conclusively when now you're telling me that if it eventually becomes chometz, you're okay, even at the time where it wasn't? How could the Mishnah give a cutoff point? No, meat? Yeah, meat. It's not so. Read that, she's going to say it better. Okay. Oh, yeah, she's discussing the Maaser case as well. The Maaser case, you tell me, it's lo echmit, it's water. Water, therefore no sale. Right, the Maaser sheni, you can't buy it. What do you mean,
Dilma?
Now, she's bothered. Let's say it's gone. Let's say the wine is not around anymore to discern. Nizil bataruba. Unbelievable. Go after the nov. Viruba. Machmitzine.
Medictani en nikach uposel. Shmamina kol kama de loichmitz. Afapi shati lachmitz. Hahi. Shata miha lav perahu. Velo have.
Oh, so that she comes along and says, clearly see from the Mishnah, we go what it is now. Bottom line, it's water, water. I don't care what's going to happen in the future. Now that goes against Rav Nachman's teaching. My answer is Amar Abba. Kisheshiyer memenu bekos velo echmitz. You kept a little for an experiment, which means when you sold it to the guy, you bought it. You bought the temer and you gave him the maaser sheni money. So it's talking about over here, where you left a little in order to see if it was going to turn into chometz. And therefore, when you left a little,
the seller
holds it. And therefore, what's going to happen? You'll know if it turns into chometz or not. Our question was, wait, how are you going to ever know? It's not here anymore. No, you left a little. So then we know that this wine over here never turned into chometz. Right. Which means the seller kept a little in the course. He sold them timid. Okay, now he has money for Maaser Sheni. So we say, it's lo echmitz. You could lo echmitz. The money is problematic. The money's still kodesh. So how do you know it's kodesh? Probably the majority of times this stuff turns into chometz eventually. So if it turns into chometz eventually, it's a chedul. Therefore, it's okay. How can the Mishnah clearly say problematic? Now, you know why? Because it's talking about when the seller kept a little of this timid in his bottle. And he looked at it and never turned into chometz. So we know it never turned into chometz. If it returned into chometz, then retroactively we would have said the sale would have been a sale.
So let's say the guy stuck with the money and it doesn't become.
So he's got to go.
He has to redeem.
Maaser sheni money. It's maaser sheni. Got to go buy food.
And that guy, the guy who didn't do his.
Well, the money's still maaser sheni.
Right, I know, but the buyer now didn't.
The buyer maybe has to find them back, give it to him back, change the money. But for sure the money's gone. who has to dispense of it? That's another question. Okay, so that's the first understanding of the Mishnah. Gemara says like this. Another answer. You don't have to say that the seller kept a little timid in the cup. We can give a different answer to that question. And we'll bother with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's chiddush was that by timid, even though right now it's water, but if eventually it became vinegar or chometz, it's okay. It's considered yayin, and therefore the money of the maaser goes off. It's not considered kosher anymore. Everything's fine. We have a question from our Mishnah. What do you mean? Our Mishnah's mashma, yeah, chometz, not chometz. We're not going on a projection. Well, the answer is, Rabbi Amar Haman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, famous Mishnah in Mikvaot. We've seen this many times in Shas already. That not Shilosha lugin mayim. You have three lug of water. Now that's already a problem. Sheuvin. Once you have three lug of water, we learned already, once it falls into the mikveh, you pour it into the mikveh, it's posel di legver shenafal etokan kortov yain. Oh, so it's really shoshel yimaim haser. It's haser kortov, which means it's 2.9. It's 2.9, and what happened? A drop of wine fell into it to make it 3. What's the din? Already it's reddish. It looks like wine. Naflu the mikveh, they fell into the mikveh. Lo pesaluhu. According to Tanakama, it's not going to be posel farbim se'ah, because bottom line, it's not 3. Look, Tanakama is very simple. You go with how much water? It's 3. It's 2.9 water. It's not 3 log. A drop of wine fell in over there. That's it. It's considered. It's not because it looks like wine. But you're going to see in a second, and you're going to say, even if milk fell in, it's going to be the same law. Because bottom line, it's 2.9. It's not 3. Continue. Okay, similarly, Shlosha Lugin Maim, 3 log of Maim, Haser Kortov, which is 2.9, Sherafal Dorhan Kortov Halav, a drop of milk fell, which milk is not going to change the color, it's going to remain clear. Umareher Kmere Maim, and it still looks like water. Benaflu, the Mikveh, lo Pesalu. Again, the Shitab Tanakama is very clear. The posel and mikveh, it's got to be 3. So long as it's 2.9 with an additive, even if the additive keeps it looking like water, doesn't matter. It's going to be harab benu. It did change color in the first case. Changing color is not the hadush case. The second case is the hadush case. That even if it remained the same color, still, bottom line, you look at the quantity. I have 2.9 this and point whatever, and the kortov of that, it's not shul shalakim. And the hanan goes with color. The hanan benuni omer. All goes with color. So therefore, milk would be a problem because that's water. I don't care. I look at the. What does it look like? Exactly, which means, it's a combination. It's all together, it's 3. It has to be 3. 3 of something. 3 of stuff that looks like water. So therefore, in the second case, it's 2.9 plus the kortov of harav. Altogether, it's 3. It looks like water. Therefore, it's posel. But in the wine case, he'll agree. Because the wine case, it looks like wine, so therefore it's considered wine. Lav Amar Rabbi Yohanan Batar Hazuta Azlinan. Rabbi Yohanan Shita is you go according to the Hazuta. That what's koveya if it's considered Yahin or Mayim. You go according to the look. Hachaname, so too, go back to Amishnah. When it comes to the Temid, Zil Batar Hazuta. You want to know if the Temid is considered wine or water? Go look how it looks. Now this, the taste and the look of this tamid over here that did not become chometz yet, right? It's considered water. Yeah, it's considered wine. Kishenoach meets, it still looks like wine, and therefore, even if lemafreya, even if later on it becomes chometz. According to the Yohanan, bottom line, right now, it's what does it look like? It looks like water, and if it's considered water. Huh? No, before it becomes chometz. No.
According to Bin Ahman.
Wait. Bin Ahman
has to look like wine, by the way.
According to Tanakama, shelo holech haram areh, that you don't go according to what it looks like, you look according to what it is. They came out to the galil mafreya, shoot out. I mean, bottom line, you look what it is. You see, later on, it's going to be chomet. So therefore, even after pisha tavu mareh kashel mayim, even though right now it looks like water, and they were posel tamigvev and he came because of masel. Look at Rashi. All this is from Rashi now. Right, let's find Rashi.
רבא אמר, מתנידין דקטני, עד שלא החמיץ פוסל את המקווה, ואין מכך בחסד מעשר, ואף אגב דפרה הוא.
המשנה, that makes the חילוק between, yeah, החמיץ, and not החמיץ, is going like who? יוחנן בן נורי.
יוחנן בן נורי, תאזיל בתר חזותה, ואמר קורטוב חלב, משלים לגמל לוגין, לפסול מקווה, משום דיש לו מראה מים. החנני, אף אגב דפרה הוא, עד שלא החמיץ,
finish, it's water. Before it becomes chometz, it looks like water. And therefore, according to Yohanan ben Nuri, what does it look like? If it looks like water, then it's going to be posel the mikveh. Now, Rav Nachman, came along and gave a haluk. We go with the future. Even though right now it's non-chometz, but eventually if it becomes chometz, it's going to be considered like yayin. Who's that going like?
Yeah,
Rabbi Nachman,
טעם לקרטוב חלב לא משלים לפסול את מגווה, ואף אגב דחזותי דחולו המאיה הוא, והכנה מאף אגב דחזותי המאיה, הועיל ופירה הווה, לא פסל מגווה, ולגבי מעשר נמי ניקה.
Right, according to Rav Nachman, you don't go, because according to, what was the Rabbanan Shita? Rabbanan Shita was, I don't care if it looks like water. Bottom line, it's not full three. So therefore, he doesn't go with the what it looks like. So therefore, similarly over here, I don't care right now what it looks like water. It is what it is. By the way, since eventually it's going to become chometz, it's going to become wine. So if it retroactively say, it's considered wine from now. Whereas according to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, we go what it looks like. And then right now, according to Mishnah, what do I have over here? Lo chometz, it's water. So therefore, what is it? Look at water as a din of water. Look at ben mikveh poser. Look at ben maaseh. Don't get involved with it. And then there was, and Amishtah is Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri. You came along and said, we go what it's going to be in the future. Oh, that's a banan shita. Because you see that banan, they hold when you have something that looks like water. Because we don't consider it water. Because bottom line, we don't go with the look. And therefore, even though right now when it's loyach meets, it looks like water, that doesn't bother us. Since later on it's going to turn into wine, meaning it's going to ferment, however it's going to be a chometz, so then we go with that. So basically the answer is this, the Nachman was going in the shita of the Rabbanan. Now that's the first way of learning, this Mishnah. So let's review. The Mishnah was talking about hechmitz, velo hechmitz, like the Mishnah says. We had a machloket earlier on the Amud Bet between the Banan and the Bihuda. And we said clearly that their machloket was b'shechmitz. And we said that Amishnah is going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That what? B'shechmitz is a machloket. You pour it in the temet, you take out exactly the same shi'ud, like we learned earlier in the Anazdav. You pour it in water, you took it out. Bottom line, if it was echmitz, it's going to be a wine. Lo echmitz not. So now we have a different way of learning the Mishnah. And shelo echmitz, everybody will say water. The only machloket is b'shechmitz. But b'shaloi meets kulei alma will say it's water. That's the way we learned till now. Now the Gemara offers a different pshat. Gemara says ufliga de Rabbi Elazar. Or Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Elazar hakol modim she'en mafrishin alav b'makom aher ela imken hechmitz. Which means Rabbi Elazar says like this. If let's say this became Echmitz. So for sure it's considered the Yayin now. Okay? So then it's considered Yayin of Hayab Masir. For sure Hayab Masir. It's wine. So it's a fruit. I can even take then Ma'asir from somewhere else. Which means I'm allowed to take Ma'asir from this Hayuv to Poter this Hayuv. Halakha Ma'asir is I can be taking from the Hayuv ala Hayuv. I can take from one thing that's Hayav and another thing that's Hayav. That's for sure. However, the Bil Azar holds that if it's loich meets, then I have to take ma'aser from itself. So according to the Bil Azar, you're always going to have to take ma'aser, whether it's loich meets or yeich meets. It's just the question going to be, can I take ma'aser from somewhere else? But stop, what do you see according to the Bil Azar? That there's a shita that's going to hold even b'shi loich meets, it's going to still wine, which is a new way of learning. Till now we learned loich meets, everybody holds its water. Not a business, no. It's always considered yayin. The only nafkamina is going to be, where could you take the ma'aser from? Could you take from somewhere else on it, or do you have to take from itself? Now, we'll see the difference. Why, if it's hayav, you should be able to take from anywhere. We'll see why that changes. But clearly, you see, according to the Bil Azar, the gemen ma'aser, you're always going to have to take a ma'aser. So Gemara explains, kasabar, he must hold, beloi chmitz machloket. He must hold that that's the machloket of Banav Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda will hold even b'sheloi chmitz, you're going to be hayav, it's going to be considered ma'asir. And Hachamim are going to obviously hold, no, loi chmitz is considered mine, which means b'chmitz, everybody's going to say, that's yayin. The machloket is b'sheloi chmitz, which Rabbi Yehuda has a different way of learning the machloket. Now, ve'ad kano mahayev Rabbi Yehuda ela mine ubeh. Which means, and the Bihuda was going to say what? When it's Shaloich meets, then he's going to say, you have to take a Mine Ubeh. You have to take the Ma'asir from Mine Ubeh, from the item itself. Aval Me'alma lo. But we don't want you to take Me'alma. Don't take it from somewhere else. Why? דילמה עדל אפרושה מן החיוב על הפטור ומן הפטור על החיוב. Because we have a general rule when it comes to מעשר, you're only allowed to take מעשר from חיוב על החיוב. We have two חיוב items, right? I have two חיוב items, so I take from the חיוב to put in this חיוב. No problem could come out of it, because they're both חייב. So therefore, I took from here, it covered this, so this is edible now. This is, once this is chayav, what I took ma'asir is considered a legitimate ma'asir. And therefore when I give it to the Kohen, he's eating ma'asir items. But if I take from chayuv on a patur, so now first of all, I didn't, this item that I took as ma'asir is not ma'asir. It's considered tevil. And then when I give it to the Kohen, he's eating tevil. Because it did not put in anything. So therefore you have to be very careful when you're taking your ma'asir, or the reverse case. Let's say I took on the patur for the chayuv. So for sure that's a problem, because if I took him the ptur, so this is patur for ma'aser. So giving it to the Kohen is not going to be a problem of tevil, but you didn't fix your hayuv item. So therefore, you always have to be careful when you're giving your ma'aserot, not to take him the hayuv on the ptur, or the ptur on the hayuv. Oh, so therefore, in this case over here, let's say you had both items were non-chometz yet. I had my temid of non-chometz, and temid that's non-chometz. So according to the B El Azar, you have to take ma'asir, but take ma'asir from mine ube. Take it from itself. Why? Look at Rashi. Which one you want to read? Ufliga Rabbi Azar. Rashi, by the way, in that big Rashi just wanted a different girsade, and he rejected it. Go. Ufliga.
Ufliga Rabbi El Azar. Had Amar Rabbi Nachman le'el b'sheikh mitz machlok ליגה עד רבי אלעזר.
הכל
מודים, אפילו רבי יהודה, שאין מרשין עליו ממקום אחר, מתמד אחר. אלא אם כן החמיץ. תמד זה שהוא בא לתקן ולהפריש עליו ממקום אחר, ומדקמה רבי אלעזר, עליבה עד רבי יהודה, דאין מפרישין עליו ממקום אחר.
החלטה בחייב לרבי יהודה. לא החמיץ, but all he was saying is you don't take it from a different place, but you take it from itself.
חייב.
That's מה שמדה ברקות רבי יהודה, even בשלו החמיץ, חייב.
ואתה רבי אלעזר, השמיעינה, ועד כאן לא מחייב לרבי יהודה, אלא
מן אובה.
אבל ממקום אחר, אפילו הוא כיוצא בו שלא החמיץ, לא שמה.
לא, period, which means, but, even if both are equal, let's say this is לא החמיץ and that's לא החמיץ. Do not take from the לא החמיץ on this לא החמיץ. Why? שמה.
זה עתיד להחמיץ, והווה פירה, וזה אין עתיד להחמיץ. וכאן
מפריש
מן הפטור על החיוב.
Which means, let's say one of them becomes chometz and one does not become chometz.
Taking a chance.
So now you're taking a chance. You're going to take from, let's say the one you took from was the chometz, became chometz. So now you're taking from the chiyuv, that's chayav, ala ptur. And therefore, chiyuv ala ptur, this that you're giving to the Kohen now is going to be tevil, because it didn't put in anything. When I took it for this, I didn't take it for this, I took it for that, for the ptur. So it was tevil, it's nothing. Or reverse, maybe the item that you're taking from will become chometz, and then this is chayuv, and I took it from tur, because this will not become chometz. Which is, we're agreeing to this eventually becoming chometz business. So then, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Rabbi Elazar holds, so take me neubeh, take it from itself. You're not going to know. That's the whole thing. So you have a sefik if it's going to become chometz or not. I cannot take it from a different place.
You don't take it from itself.
I can take it, which is when it became chometz. That's vadai. There's no sheila. Take it from somewhere else.
That is
hayaf. That is chometz as well. But even if it didn't become chometz yet, so you have a sefik. So it might not become. So either when I'm taking this masa, either I'm taking from ptur ala ptur, so no problem, or I'm taking on hayuv ala hayuv. By taking me neubeh, no problem can come out.
So then, why did they just wait till it ferments to be
hayav
and masid? Why are they making it
hayav
now? They're playing both sides.
Okay, he didn't wait. Right. Why did he just have to wait?
He wanted to drink it as is.
He wanted to drink it now. He wanted to sell it now. But continue, Rashi.
Ha'mafrish min ha'petur al ha'chiyuv ochel tevel she'ein sham ma'asid chal al ma'asirotav she'ein ra'u lekach. ונמצא שלא נתקן זה שהפריש עליו והמפריש מן החיוב על הפטור מאכיל תבן לכהן שהרי
היה ביטה. אוקיי, היה ביטה כשהוא נצף. So therefore, הכהן תביא לעזד, he holds that הכהן תביא, so therefore, how you learn המשנה that said, יהיה החמיץ חייב, and לא החמיץ is water, that we go according to the rabbis. Because according to the Yehuda, even לא החמיץ is going to be Hayav. You just have to take maaseh mine ube. We don't go on what it looks like. That's what we're just trying to show. So therefore, according to the Hachamim, bottom line, it looks like water. It's 2.9. So therefore, in this case of the temet, bottom line, it looks like water also now. But it doesn't matter. It's going to change. So therefore, I don't care if it looks like water. That's his point. Even though right now it looks like water, I don't care if it looks like water. But I don't know what it looks like. It goes with you can extend it to what it's going to look like. That's all we're saying at that point. Okay, so that's the answer. But basically, we come out with two ways of learning over here. Is there a mahloket b'shiloich meets? That's the way we're learning now. According to Bilazad, there's a mahloket even b'shiloich meets. But I'm going to say loich meets. Goodbye. It's water. There's nothing. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say even b'shiloich meets. If you want to drink it, you have to take maaser. Why? It'll be posel mikveh. Why? Because it's going to be mahmitz. So you got to cover yourself. You have to take maaser over here. But don't take maaser from somewhere else, because it might not become chometz. But on itself, he's mahmit to take. Whereas Rabbanan going to say it has to be mahmir. As long as it's not mahmitz, Rabbanan going to say it's water.
So this way the Mishnah goes like the rabbis.
Right.
The first way went like the rabbis.
According to this way, it goes like the rabbis. Because the rabbis are clearly saying, yeah, meets and not meets. According to the Bihuda, Machbati, if you should know meets, it's considered, you have to tend to the ma'asir issue. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, now we get to a new point. Hello, Rabbanan. New issue on temets. Hatemet. Okay, after regular tamid, then no issues. It became tamid. You have a glass with tamid in there, and the tamid put the water, and the water went in there and made tamid, and became tamid. Can I make it tahor somehow? So Mishnah's going to say, you take the candy, stick it in the mikveh, let the waters of the mikveh touch the hashakala, it's filter the top, yeah? Put it in the mikveh, let the hashakala, let the waters of the mikveh touch the inside of the candy. Once it touches it, you have a chibur, you kosher your temid up. Terubana, had temid ad shiloich meets. Okay, before it became chometz, mashiko b'mayim. Because it's mayim in mayim. Ad shiloich meets is considered mayim. And therefore you can make hashaka with mayim. However, mashiach meets in mashiko b'mayim. But once it became chometz, that's wine already. You can't make hashaka with wine. This concept of hashaka, which means... Not before, because water with water you can make a chibur in the mikveh.
Right.
But wine with water you cannot make an item in the mikveh. Okay, look at Hashim. Mashiko b'mayim.
In the
b'mayim. B'mayim. Just water.
Mishiach mitz en mashiko b'mayim.
Hamrahu.
V'chilim. L'adam nitna lahem Torah tahara b'mikveh.
Which means, humans can be kosher in the mikveh. Kelim can be kosher in the mikveh. But food does not become kosher in the mikveh. You don't take an apple and drop it in the mikveh. That's the way to tara. Aval be'ochel u'mashkeh.
Lo ne'emar bahen tevila. U'mayim mitaharim v'hashaka. She'im yesh lo ma'arim
yafim l'shdiya.
V'nitme'u nodnim b'keli u'mashka'an v'meh ha'mikveh. Ad she'noshkin ha'mayim v'aveh chibur u'batle l'gabay mikveh.
Amazing chadush. Regular case, you have water. Delicious water, beautiful. Got tameh somehow. Haram, you can't drink it. So what do you do? Stick it in the mikveh. Let the waters of the mikveh touch the top of the item. It's hashaka. And you're okay. Now it comes to hold. But you can only do that by water. You can only do that by water. You cannot do that by...
By wine.
The Quran says, Amarava. So Rava gives a condition over here. Lo shanu ela shetemedo b'mayim teurim v'nitme'u. There's only talking about where the waters went into the temid tahor. It started tahor, then it became tameh. You can bring them back to what it was. But if they went into me'im, you can't kosher it. He holds hashaka will only work on something that started off tahor. I mean, you want to bring it back to its original state. The temid was tahor at one point. That means the water went in teorim. Then somehow it became Tameh, you can fix it. But if the waters, let's say, before became Tameh, the waters went in Tameh, so the Tameh was Tameh Mi'ikara, you can't fix it. That's the Bazdi. Azal Rav Gibiha, Me Bekatil, he went from a place called Bekatil, Amra Lishmata Kamed Rav Asher. So he said this Hadush over to Rav Asher, Rav Asher Hadush. That depends if it was Tameh from the beginning or not. he says, what's the difference? Mistameh from the beginning. The Amrinan, you know what you're going to probably say? Aidi de maya yakire shachne tatae upira kafe mle'en velo kasalka lehu hashaka lemaya. Maybe his logic is like this. The water is heavier than the peri. So what happens? The water is going to sink to the bottom of the keli, and the fruit stuff is going to float to the top, and therefore it's going to be an interference in the hashaka. If that's your reason, so even when the water was tahor, it's the same density. And therefore he says, if your issue was a density issue, that the water goes to the bottom and the fruit front goes to the top, so if it's not hashaka, so then there's going to be no difference between tahor and tameh. So he says, and you know what you have to say? It's not a density issue because the waters mix with the tamid and therefore it's all considered diluted. Similarly, hachana mimibal beneh. And therefore, even if it became tameh and then the water came tameh from inception, mimibal beneh, therefore, according to this rabbi, there should be no difference between if it went in tameh or not. She's rabbah makes a hiluk. So the rabbi says, what is this hiluk? What is he worried about? Density issues? If it's a density issue, it should be no difference if it went in tameh or went in tahor. Ela, you know why it's not an issue when it went in tahor? Because mimibal beneh. Because it's all mixed up and it was all water. Similarly, even when it started tameh mibal beneh, therefore I don't make a haluk between how it started, if it started tameh or tahor. Bottom line, since it mixes up properly, hashaka will work on both cases, even to turn it from tameh initially to tahor. Okay, that's the end of the tameh issue. Now we just got to finish the next mishnayot. Okay, let's give you this mishnayot quickly now. These are easy mishnayot. A katana, that's a minor. So she's 12 years old. The father has a right to sell her as a ama ivriya. She's sold as a shifha. That's the father's right. There's another law in the Torah. If a girl is seduced, that's a mifateh. The Torah says that the seducer has to pay the father a knas. Now in that pasuk, when it talks about paying the knas, it said la'avi ha-na'ara. Na'ara already is past 12. So therefore, the Gemara Mishnah is going to say, as long as he can sell her, he doesn't pick up the knas. Once he cannot sell her, then he will pick up the knas. Mishnah, kol makom sheyesh mecher, as long as he can sell his daughter, mishnah ketana in knas. Kol makom sheyesh knas, once already he's picking up the knas in mecher. Okay, different stages. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Devrei Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is following Rabbi Meir, that says what? That you only pick up the knas when she is a ne'ara. Aval, hachamim amru, yesh knas b'mkom mecher. Hachamim say you pick up knas even when she's a ketana. Netanya, ketana mibat yom echad ad shetabi bet sarot. She's 1 day old. Until she brings 2 sarot, until she matures, yesh la mecher. According to the Rabbi Meir, you can sell her as a shefha because she's a ketana until she brings 2 hairs. Ve'en na knas. She's a ketana, so there's no knas. But once she brings 2 hairs, until she becomes matured, between let's say 12 and 6 months, yes, la knas, then she's a ne'ara. From 12 to 12 and 6 months, she's considered a ne'ara. So she has knas. She had to be meir, omer, kovakov, she is mechir, en knas, kovakov, she is knas, en mechir, which is amishna. Vachamim omrim, mechir say, no, ketana. Once she becomes 3 years old, until she's 12 and 6 months, yesh la knas. She has knas. Knas in mechid lo. Knas she has, but mechid no. Emma af knas b'mkom mechid. Meaning, even knas b'mkom mechid, which means, as long as she's a ketana, from 3 years old, from 3 years old, you have a din of knas. Before 3 years old,
she goes back. Yeah.
There's no din of knas because there's no biyah. But from 3 years old, even from ketana, she collects the knas. So we have a machlok between the bimeir and hachamim. The bimeir holds once she becomes out of the selling range, which means at 12 years old, cannot sell her anymore. Then already, that's where the knas begins. the knas begins. Hakim said, no, they work simultaneously. Even when he's able to sell her, he's able to also give the knas. Read the Rashi. Kol makom sheyesh mechir. Let's go. Rashi, Mishnah.
From the Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh mechir. Kol zeman shehabat kitana baviya zakael lemukhra. En knas. Im nensa onif teta.
Rape or seduction.
En laviya chamishim kesef. De naara kiti. Venatana isha shukhi bima laviya naara chamishim kesef. Kol makom sheyesh knas. Dainu kishihi naara. En mechir. De tanya barachin yachol. Im kor adam bito.
Kishihi naara.
אמרת קו החומר מה מכורה כבר יוצאה עכשיו בסימני נערות
שאין
המכורה אין עוד דין שלא תמרח
גמרה בעצם makes a beautiful קו החומר גמרה says like this how do I know I can't sell her when she becomes a נערה so גמרה says because if she's a שפחה already she goes out בסימני she gets put her into the שפחות which if she was sold already and she becomes a נערה she goes out of her slavery you're going to tell me you put her in can't start a new one
זו דבר רבי מאיר, דאמר קטנה אין לה כנס, אבל חכמים אומרים יש לה כנס לקטנה, וטעמם מפרש בכתובות. מקום,
בת שלוש שנים,
דראויה לביאה. אחי גסינן, קטנה מבת יום אחד, עד שתביא שתי שערות, יש לה מכר ואין לה כנס. חכמים אומרים, קטנה בת גימה שנים שהיא ראויה לביאה, יש לה כנס.
יש לה כנס, זאת אומרת, מכר, לא?
בית מיה.
שאולי יש כנס של מכר?
לא קטנה היא, עד שתביא בעצם שתי שערות. יש לה ואף על פי שיש מכר מי שתראה לביאה עד שתביא בשערות וקודם שתראה לביאה
יש מכר וקנס which means less than 3 years old it's only מכר but no קנס the reason why the rabbis started from 3 years old they want to give you tell me of two things less than 3 years old there's no קנס because there's no ביאה but from 3 till she brings the simanim you got מכר and קנס Right, which means from let's say from when she brings two se'arot, there's no mechir anymore either. But there's knas. So the only time where you have simultaneous mechir and knas is from 3 years old until she brings simanim exactly till 12. Okay. That's it. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, we have two laws here. The law of mi'un. What's the law of mi'un? Very simple. According to the Torah law, a father can marry off his daughter. That kiddushin is kiddushin Torah. It bitin atati na'ish azu, which means olden days, father takes the ketana. Does this guy really want to marry my daughter? Yes. The guy gives the money to the father. Hare betecha mikudeshet li betabat zug. The father takes the money and goes home. That's the girl you married. Okay. And they married in a Torah. They need a divorce in a Torah. Let's say Hasu Shalom, the girls are yetoma. Yitomah, the Hachamim stepped in, they don't want the girls to be Hefkerut, so they said the mother or the brother has the right to marry her off. Now, the Torah doesn't give them rights to marry them off. The rabbis did. That Kiddushin is called Kiddushin, the Rabbanah. Before she becomes a Gedolah, she's able to nullify that marriage by a process called Mi'un. Mi'un, no get. She just says, I refuse. That refusal over there can nullify the marriage. Okay? Brother returns the money? Okay, that's a Dine Mamonot question. That's a side question. The brother returned the money. She can refuse it. Okay, now, we have another law that which you know is called Halitza. What is Halitza? Brother dies, so girl falls to the brother-in-law, girl falls to the brother-in-law, they don't want to consummate it in the Yibum. They make this the Halitza procedure. Okay, now the Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh mi'un, as long as mi'un is an option, means she's a ketana in halitza. Oh, so this according to the Tanakama, halitza can only be done by a gedola. However, v'chol makom sheyesh halitza, means she's a gedola in mi'un. Okay, so therefore, when this kicks in, this one doesn't work. When the other one kicks in, the other one doesn't work. Amar be the same point. Amar va, arav zud devrei Rabbi Meir. Aval hachamim omrim, yesh mi'un, במקום חליצה. According to Hachamim, they say there is mi'un במקום חליצה. Which because the Hachamim are going to hold, you can make חליצה when she's a ketana. So that everybody agrees mi'un is only when she's a ketana. The chidush of the Hachamim is you can even make חליצה. What's the point? The Tanya. עד מתי הבת ממעלת. Until when can a girl make mi'un? עד שתביא שתי שערות דברי מאיר. רבי יהודה אומר, עד שירבה השחור, Alalaban. Oh, which means like this. I take it back. Everybody holds Halitza has to be when she's a Gedola.
Starts at 12.
Which means starts at 12. Everybody, Halitza's got to be 12. The Gemara learns that because by the man it calls him an Ish. So we make a Hekesh between the man, the brother-in-law, and her. Just like he has to be an Ish, he has to be Isha. She has to be 12 years old. Oh, so the Halitza, according to the Mimir, once she's 12 years old, Halitza kicks in, Mi'un is out. But according to the Mi'una, even though she's 12 and Halitza kicks in, Mi'un is still okay. Why? Because he holds that it's not enough for her to bring Shtei Sa'arot. She has to have more black than white. Which means the white is the skin. So the hair in the makom is covering the skin more than the skin is showing. So therefore, it's technically, she's still mutable. Even though she's able to make halitza. So therefore, the Mishnah is going against, the Mishnah is like the Mimikin. Read that, Ashish, so.
מיון.
מיון. ביתומה.
ביתומה שקידשוה עמה או אחיה ואפילו דעתה יכולה למען ויוצאה בלא גט. עד שביל שתערות וכל ימי קדנותה אינו ראויה לחליצה. אם יבמה היא דאיש כתיב.
איש כתיב בפרשה. אם הוא יחפוס האיש. מקשיר את אישה לאיש.
משנרעד לחליצה אינו יכולה למען.
זו דבר מאיר.
זו דבר מאיר. דאמה נערה לא ממענת. במקום חליצה דאפילו נערה יכולה למען.
Okay, you have more black than white. Okay, let's Mishnah. This we learned the Masechet Shabbat already. What do we learn Masechet Shabbat? Erev Shabbatot, Fridays, Erev Shabbat, they used to blow shofarot. They used to blow shofar, not a shofar of Teshuvah, but a shofar of signaling to the people that Shabbat is coming. I blow the earlier Tikiyam, 2.5 hours for Shabbat, Rabotai. Close your stores. Okay, then as Shabbat got a little closer, they blow it again. They say, okay, Shabbat is coming. Take off the hamin, off the fire, and make your hatmana. And then they would blow another one, light the candles, as Shabbat is here. As you get closer, they would blow. So Amishtah is going to discuss over here. They would do this also on Yom Tov. Let's say Friday, Yom Tov. Do the same thing. Now we're going to discuss, let's say you had a double day. You had a Friday, that was Yom Tov. Now, basically, you're going from a lighter kiddusha to a stricter kiddusha. Because Friday is Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. Shabbat, you're not allowed to cook. But it's not like going from a regular Friday to Shabbat. Because Yom Tov is more closer to Shabbat. So therefore, the Mishnah is going to discuss how they would blow the tiki'ah a little differently to make that indication. And we're also going to discuss the laws of Havdalah. We make a Havdalah Motzei Shabbat, and we make a Havdalah on Motzei Yom Tov, and we make a Havdalah also on Motzei Shabbat that is Yom Tov. I'm Avdim HaKodesh, the whole Kodesh, which we're going to discuss now. Okay, that's all. Kol Makom Sheyesh Tiki'ah, anytime that there is a Tiki'ah, which means, let's say you have Yom Tov and Shabbat that are close to each other, so therefore you're going to blow the shofar in Havdalah. So you're not going to make a Havdalah, which means Friday night, you're not making a Havdalah for the Yom Tov. A regular Friday, you never make a Havdalah Friday night. Even on Yom Tov, which is Friday. So you're blowing from Friday to Shabbat, Friday night you're not making a Havdalah from Yom Tov, because you're going anyway to a stronger Kiddusha. Right. But anytime there is a Havdalah, for example, a Motzei Shabbat, let's say, Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbat. So in that case, there is Havdalah. Right? Motzei Shabbat, we make Havdalah. In Tiki'ah, you're not going to blow the shofar on Shabbat to indicate that Yom Tov is coming. Right? Now the Mishnah is going to say it. Yom Tov, Shechal Yod Ben Hashanah. The Mishnah explains. Yom Tov, Shechal Yod Ben Shabbat. Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. Tukhim, Velom Abdilim. Exactly. You blow the shofar to let everybody know, hey, stricter Kiddushah is coming. But they don't have Havdalah. Motzei Shabbat, Mavdilin, Velo Tokhim. Very good. On Motzei Shabbat, Yom Tov, we make Havdalah Kodesh and Kodesh, but we don't blow the Shabbat on Shabbat. Okay. Ketzad Mavdilim. How do you make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, that's Yom Tov? So we say, Mavdil Ben Kodesh, Le Kodesh. Rabbi Dosa Omer Ben Kodesh Hamur, Le Kodesh Hakal. No, really, he says in the Ferush. We are making Havdalah between the stricter Kodesh to the to the lighter kodesh. Rashi tikiya.
Tikiya arvei shabbatot v'yamim tovim lehabtil.
Lehabtil ta'am min ha'melacha.
Min ha'melacha o'ben ha'shemashot tokin lehabtil gan kodesh lechol.
Adela
b'tfila aval akoz motzei shabbatot v'yamim tovim.
Tokin.
Tokin av abi shegam ha'yom yom tov. היה ואין בו מלאכה תוקין להבדיל ממלאכות
from Friday to Shabbat even though Friday is Yom Tov there is a difference you're going from cooking to non-cooking so you have to blow the shofar to tell the people that look right you don't have to make a Havdalah Motzei Shabbat on Friday night because you're going from a lighter to a stricter
קצם מבדילין בין שבת לים טוב
קצם מבדילין
קצם מבדילין בין שבת לים טוב כשהוא במועצה שבת
אוקיי, נקס, איך היא תוקעיה? How do you blow the shofar? Which means, on Friday Yom Tov you ask questions, basically we want to make a difference between the blowing of a regular Friday to Shabbat to a Yom Tov to a Shabbat so what are you going to do different? Look at that sheet קצם תוקעיה
כיצד תוקע?
איך היא תוקע? ביום טוב
בערב שבת, כשהוא תוקע להבדיל בין קודש לחול, לבעל שינוי משאר הרבה שבתות, שהרי אין קדושה נכנסת,
חמורה
מקדושה יוצאה כל כך.
Right, which means, שבת is not that different than יום טוב. So you have to make a different type of law. So you know what it says? מחלוקת. אמר ביהודה תוקע ומריע מתוך תקיעה. You blow a תקיעה, and then you blow a תרועה, but the תרועה is in the תקיעה. So it's In the tikiyah itself, you end it with a tiruah. Normally, you do a tikiyah and a tiruah. Here, the tail end of the tikiyah becomes a tiruah. So it's one. But I'm saying, what tokeo meriya b'nishima ahat? No, you blow a tikiyah tiruah b'nishima ahat in one breath, like we do on Rosh Hashanah.
What's the difference?
According to the first one, the end of the tikiyah is the tiruah.
With a break?
No, it's not a break. It's not a full tirua.
Ah.
Oh, no. It's a full tkiya. At the end, you turn it into a tirua. Right? But shaking here, it's a full tkiya, full tirua. Just in one breath. Whereas on regular Erev Shabbat, you do it in two breaths. Look at that sheet. She's going to say that.
The
sofa. That's it. The tail end becomes a tirua.
Right.
But you separate between. But it's been a shima. Ahad, meaning it's.
It's a full of each.
It's just that there's a pause in between, but it's still b'neshima ahad. It's still b'neshima ahad. You guys are coming up for air. Whereas according to the first tenor, it's all one long sound. It's tail end. You're giving a basically you make a chinuch like that. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, atkin levasim hutzal kishmate. Rav Aseh established in Hutzal like his halakha. What was Rav Aseh Shita? Tokeo Meriem Nishima Ahat. One breath. Meaning you blow a tiki'ah, you pause, do you blow a tiru'ah? So he established in the city of Hutzal where he lived, like his Shita, to do it, you know, like that. Metive, what do we have a question? Yom Tov Shechal Yod Be'arif Shabbat. Tok'in Velo Meri'in. Ah, clearly. You blow a tiki'ah and you don't do a tiru'ah. My love, Lo Meri'in Klal. Sounds like you don't blow a tiru'ah. At all, la Rav Yehuda mitaretz the tameh, Rav Aseh mitaretz the tameh. Each rabbi can answer according to their logic. Rav Yehuda mitaretz the tameh lo miriim b'fnei atzma, ela mitoch tikiyah. That's all it meant. You don't blow a tiruah alone. Ela you put it with the tikiyah. Rav Aseh mitaretz the tameh lo miriim b'shtei nishimot. You don't blow them in separate breaths. Ela minishima achat. Perfect. Next one. Motzei Shabbat hechi amar la. Which means, when you said, on Motzei Shabbat, you say, Mabdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh. Where do you put that Kodesh le Kodesh? Well, we know we put it in the end. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mabdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh. But Kibaz asked, that take for granted. Where do you put that? Amar Biyuda, Bahatimata. And the Hatima. Vechel Amar of Nachman, Bahatimata. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mabdil ben Kodesh. Rav Sheshad ben Ed Rav Idi Amar, Apifti Hata. Baruch Atah Hashem and Ukel Melekalam. Hamavdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh. Ben Yisrael le Choshek. Ben Yisrael. You put it in the beginning. Ve'let el cheta. But Adakha does not follow that opinion of Rav Sheshat. Ela we follow the first opinion that says you put it in the Hatima. Rabbi Dosa Amar ben Kodesh Hamur le Kodesh Hakal. He says, you say Beferush. We're separating between the stringent Kodesh to the light Kodesh. Benet el cheta que bate. And Alagad is not following him either. Amar bizera. Yom Tov shechal liyot beemsa Shabbat. Okay, you're regularly Yom Tov, middle of the week. Tuesday night, Yom Tov, you're making Havdalah. Now, how are you going to make the Havdalah? Omer ha-mavdil ben kodesh lechol, u-ben or lechoshech, u-ben yisel la'amim, u-ben yom ha-shivi'i l'shit shitimei ha-ma'aseh. How are you saying ben yom ha-shivi'i l'shit shitimei ha-ma'aseh? It's a Yom Tov. So he says, it doesn't matter. You put all the Havdalot follow the same item. Why? My Da'ama Seder Havdalotu Moneh. Which means, we're not necessarily discussing Yom Tov going to Hol. There's four Havdalot that the Torah mentions. Amavdir ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Ode Choshek, Usin Lamim, Yom Shem. These items are all written in the Torah somewhere. So we're just, exactly, we're showing the concept of Havdalah. Now, of course, it can be applied to Yom Tov, to Chol. Don't think we have a special Havdalah on Motzei Yom Tov, where we say Mavdir ben Yom Tov Lechol. No, we put the regular Havdalah. Look at that, she, Emsa Shabbat. Afilu Achi, Omrim. Right, what are you saying on Motzei Yom Tov? Yom HaShivi'i, this is Yom HaSeh. There's no Yom HaShivi'i. Said in Havdalah.
Amaro B'Torah, Hu Moneh, Lavdil Ben Kodesh. ויבדיל בין האור ובין החושך ויבדיל אתכם מן העמים ובין יום השביעי היינו בין קודש לחול ומשום דבעי למען מעין חתימה סמוך לחתימה תלמה.
She's answering a question. Why do you say even on מוצאי שבת we should start off המבדיל בין יום השביעי לששת ימי מעשה? That's the first Havdalah that we're up over here. But since the hatima is hamavdil ben kodesh lechol, you're supposed to put the last item in a hatima. Because since you're ending up with kodesh lechol, hamavdil ben kodesh, you want to put yom hashivi'i l'shit shemei ma'aseh next to the hatima. Then she says, "Uben yom hashivi'i l'shit shemei ma'aseh, right? Hainu ben kodesh lechol. That's kodesh lechol, by the way. But yom hashivi'i l'shit shemei ma'aseh is kodesh lechol. Umeshum debayin man me'en hatima semuk hatima. We want to say me'en the hatima." Next to the Hatima. Rana Anach, Hakod Shofatim.